Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we want to hear from you about who your favorite fictional female characters are and who writes the best women characters. First, the FBI's Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired on Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. According to an Inspector General report from the Justice Department, McCabe leaked information to the media about ongoing FBI investigations and, quote, lacked candor, end quote, on multiple occasions. McCabe says he was within his authority to disclose that information. The firing came just 2 days before McCabe was to retire on his 50th birthday and begin collecting full retirement benefits. So as it stands, McCabe could lose out on hundreds of thousands of dollars unless he works two more days in a federal agency. Enter Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan. He announced over the weekend that he has a job opening on his staff, and if McCabe wants it, he can have it. I talked to Congressman Pocan earlier today. He's a Democratic U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes the Madison area. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Well, before we get to your job offer to Andrew McCabe, what was your reaction when you heard he had actually been fired just a couple days short of his retirement?
You know, I think my first reaction was one just so disappointed that this president seems to have a character flaw and just is missing human decency. You know, I know he's doing everything he can to try to subvert the Mueller investigation, and, you know, this is just one more of those steps. But to intentionally do something 26 hours before someone was supposed to retire, it's just not something you expect in a president, and I can't think of a previous president we've had that's been so ill-equipped at interacting with other humans. So, you know, my first reaction was, you know, this is a guy trying to send a message that anyone who challenges him, not only will he fire you, but he will destroy you. He'll attack your family. He'll go after your retirement. And I just found it so opposite of how, you know, we are here in Wisconsin. And it really upset me in that sense.
The justification for the firing was that McCabe had inappropriately had FBI members contact the media and then wasn't forthright about that when asked about it. What do you think of those justifications?
Well, you know, whether it be the fake New News memo that, you know, they got and reported to the White House, or the fake House Republican Intelligence Committee report saying the investigation was over. I mean, I'm used to seeing them use all sorts of wide justifications for doing things, but the bottom line is they all go towards the same goal, which is to derail the investigation. So if you've got someone who's about to be a major witness with memos documenting conversations during this crucial time, right now the president's trying to discredit him and trying to send a very vile signal that he will destroy anyone who goes and tells the truth during the investigation. So, you know, I know that's what they said, and we haven't been able to see the Inspector General's report yet, but every other report that they've shown us that said it did something, we found it to be, you know, completely false, and I would expect this one is as well.
Now, you tweeted initially and then restated your job offer to Andrew McCabe. What are you offering him?
Well, you know, originally we just tweeted out, you know, call me Andrew, and we had a little kind of a snarky comment about what the president did. But the bottom line is then later we said, no, this is a legitimate offer. You know, I don't think anyone should who served in law enforcement for all those years have to, you know, miss out on retirement because of the president's petulant man-child nature in this case. And we, you know, do a lot of work around election integrity. I have several bills in Congress around that. Very nonpartisan of nature. You know, we'd love to have him work on that for as much time as we need to, but also to make sure that someone who's served the public for that long gets the retirement due, and that Donald Trump can't, you know, continue to threaten people like he does.
Is this job offer just a political stunt?
No, because it's a legitimate offer. We will hire him, have him come in. The bottom line is, if the president's going to use this to try to intimidate witnesses, he can't do that. He has to learn that he is not a dictator. He is not Vladimir Putin, despite how much he would love to be him, that there are checks and balances in the system. And in this case, we just did a check. And, you know, again, I think this is important. And I can't tell you how many conservatives I've seen comments from over the weekend thanking me for doing this, just because, again, an attack on law enforcement is still seen as attack on law enforcement. And this president appears to think he's above the law.
Have you heard back from Andrew McCabe yet?
You know, I'll tell you, amazingly, I know you're going to be surprised, but it's hard to get high-up FBI folks' phone numbers. Ours is very public, so we've made this public job offer We have been told that he's aware of it and considering it, and we're hoping that at some point, maybe today or tomorrow, we can actually connect, one-on-one, and I can make this offer personally.
Talking to Representative Mark Pocan about his job offer to the now-fired former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and the wider ongoing investigations into Russian interference in the U.S. election. And on that note, Representative Pocan, the president tweeted attacks on the Mueller probe again. His personal lawyers, said that Mueller should end the probe. The probe should be ended. What do you think about those calls from the president and his attorneys?
Well, this is so clear to people, here in the heartland and across the country, what's going on. I mean, the circle is closing in closer and closer on the president and his family and his, tight personal circle, and they're doing everything they can to try to subvert the investigation. So, we have to make sure that this is allowed to run its course. If the president did something wrong, obviously there's a price to be paid, but watching him, in some days he's a petulant man-child in how he communicates. In other days, he's a ruthless demagogue. Unfortunately, some of this is in the demagogue area. And, I really worry if he fires Mueller during this investigation. I think you'll have Republicans standing up, even though, unfortunately, we haven't seen Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell really have any courage during this process.
Your colleagues on the House Intelligence Committee, your Republican colleagues, ended their own investigation, their probe. There's a similar one still going on in the Senate, and of course the Mueller probe itself. Do you think that if push came to shove, your Republican colleagues in the House would stand up to the president if he fired the special counsel?
Privately, Republicans will tell you things different than what you see from their leadership. Their leadership still are complicit with allowing him to be Donald Trump, and I think that's why last week Connor Lamb won in Pennsylvania, why special elections across the country for legislative seats have flipped seats from Republican to Democrat. But rank-and-file Republicans, when you talk to them, know the difference between right and wrong, and I think if something like this happens, I think there is a real opportunity to make sure that we're protecting the probe and, more importantly, protecting the people involved.
There has been talk and there have been efforts to pass legislation that would protect the probe preemptively, not waiting to react until after a possible firing. Are you participating in any of that kind of legislation?
Yeah, in fact, there's some talk that could be a part of the omnibus that we're putting forward. I'm not sure if Republican leadership ultimately will agree to that. We refer to it as things go up to the front office, which means people like Paul Ryan would have to show courage, and unfortunately he hasn't been very forthright in showing any courage for the last year plus. So I'm not sure if we'll get it done there, but that would be a good place because that's a must-pass bill, and it's something that I think, again, members privately all agree on. But, really I've been tremendously disappointed in how Paul Ryan has governed during this time, been very complicit with almost everything the president does. He's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. We're a co-equal branch of government. We're the check and the balance in the system. And if we just pretend like we're on the staff of the White House, we're not doing our jobs properly. And I think Paul's really been remiss.
Some of your Democratic colleagues have already, over the last bunch of months, introduced articles of impeachment. So they haven't really gone anywhere. Have you signed on to any of those? Or are you considering it?
I think I voted on one that came before the floor, but honestly, I'm a pragmatist. I can do math. We're not in charge right now of the House or the Senate, and I don't see those measures instantly taking place. So I've been trying to help make sure that, this investigation continues its course, that all the things legally and properly are able to happen so that if in case we do indeed have to do something like impeachment, it happens with the support of enough votes that we need to actually get it done. So right now, I think some of the calls have been premature in that just the votes aren't there to do it.
Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Wisconsin Congressional Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat from the Madison area, talking about his job offer for fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. At least one other Democratic member of Congress is thinking about hiring McCabe. Seth Moulton of Massachusetts tweeted on Saturday that he would be happy to consider bringing him on.